Please follow OK Fair Enough with Sean and Charlie on Facebook at facebook.com/OKFairEnough. Twitter, our Twitter handle is at OK Fair Enough Pod. And contact us by email at okfairenoughpodcast@gmail.com. OK is spelled just the letter O and the letter K. You can listen to the show at Podomatic at okfairenoughpodcast.podomatic.com. Please subscribe, comment, and rate us there. Or you can listen to us on Stitcher. We're still figuring out how to not be rejected by iTunes. Thanks, guys. Enjoy the show. Welcome to OK Fair Enough with Sean and Charlie. I'm Charlie. This episode, we discuss online entertainment. But first, I discussed with my kids the pros of online entertainment.
I go with this, little boy.
Yeah.
And his dad was at a, he was a rapper, and he was up on stage.
Yeah.
And he was there.
Yeah.
And he was like,
okay. I don't know what the fuck he's talking about. If you could watch anything you wanted on the internet, what would it be?
Watch dolls hunt.
Dolls. Those Asian wild dogs?
Yeah.
Okay. Is that an option? Can you see that on the internet?
Yeah.
Okay.
See it on YouTube.
Okay.
Yeah.
My daughter wants to watch animals get murdered. I also discussed the cons with them.
There's too much that I can't even say.
There's too much stuff on the internet.
Yeah, that I like.
Poor baby. Here's my daughter's cons.
A girl in my class, she had jokes about penguins.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't very good. Like this one. This was bad.
Okay.
What's a penguin's favorite kind of food?
I don't know.
Macaroni penguin. That's not funny.
It's kind of funny. It's not funny?
No.
Me and Sean made a joke about penguins in the first show we ever did. I'm not allowed to tell you guys about it, though.
Please?
No, it's completely inappropriate. Sean and I go a little bit more into depth, and it's a lot more adult. Thank you for listening. Enjoy the show.
Do you know where Bryan Park is in Richmond? That's a...
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we were there playing disc golf one day, and we came across, we could see it in the distance. There was this hawk sitting in the middle of this this little field. And so I started recording it. I came up on it, and it turns out he had a squirrel in his claws. But when we got within a certain range, he fucking took off with it.
With the squirrel,
yeah, it was pretty badass.
You should have uploaded that to YouTube.
There are
people out there that like that kind of thing.
Yeah, I think I don't know if I still have the video, but I was annoyed because I was kind of narrating it.
Yeah,
and I was like,
well, yeah, that's what most people do. In these
now we got
videos.
This fucking hawk here.
Hi, Billy Lincoln. We're gonna figure out Lincoln. If this hawk is having sex
or working out in a gym
while killing a squirrel. That brings us into online entertainment almost effortlessly. We're online entertainment.
Technically.
I mean, we're online.
Yeah.
I don't think everybody thinks that we're entertainment. I don't have access, because out where I live, internet access is capped.
Yeah.
So I don't have access to a lot of the stuff you have, like Amazon streaming and Hulu and Netflix and all that stuff.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, it is your fault.
Well, if you want to fix it, get the fuck out of the woods.
No, I'm not getting out of the fucking woods.
Then shut the fuck up.
Why don't we...
Because they're not going to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars in infrastructure to run internet to 12 people.
It's not 12 people.
Okay, but
it's a couple hundred thousand.
But compared to the city...
Compared to the city, you got a point.
The cost per area, it's so much cheaper to facilitate out here.
I just want to know, why does the wireless option have to be capped?
Oh, I don't know. That seems sketchy to me.
Because they all said, unlimited at first.
Yeah.
And then they said, nope, we're capping it now.
Well, there is a limit to how much information can be transferred at any one given point.
Well, sure.
Yeah, I mean.
I mean, there's a limit to how fast light can go.
But, well,
yeah. But I'm saying, like, because everything that gets transferred has to have, like, an origin point. So there has to be a certain, like, I mean, technology can only do but so much.
Yeah.
And as it gets better, there'll be more options. But, I mean, I personally think the internet, especially in online entertainment, the whole culture has changed. I mean, you look at some of the, you know, you talk about older people and they're always like, the YouTube channel I was telling you about where it was teens react to Star Wars. Or no, it was Weird Al we were talking about.
Oh, yeah, teens react to Weird Al.
They have the one that's it's elders react to blah, blah, blah. And they were talking just like some of the YouTube. I think one of them was like elders react to YouTubers. So like different YouTube channels that are famous and blah, blah. The one that I really like and that they were actually watching was it's called Epic Mealtime.
Epic Mealtime.
It's okay. So it started.
I have heard of this. Okay. Haven't seen it.
It started out as the one guy was. I think he was a fitness trainer, but he wanted to do a video of him because he would eat like a fuck ton for a week.
Right.
And he would work out. Well, it turned into how fucking crazy, outrageous can we make food?
Yeah.
So like the first one I ever saw, and it's still my favorite, was called Fast Food Lasagna.
I've heard of this.
So they went to three different restaurants and got like cheeseburgers. Wendy's In-N-Out Burger, which I think is
that's a West Coast thing.
No, it was in Canada. Oh, it might not have been In-N-Out. It might have been A&W or some shit like that.
A&W is possible, sure.
But anyway, so they got three different types of burgers and Big Macs, I think was another one. But anyway, they put down a layer of burger, a layer of bacon. They fucking love bacon. They eat so much goddamn
bacon. Who doesn't love bacon?
But I'm saying, like,
they make fake bacon for people who don't want to eat meat.
These people have made something called a bacon weave, which I was unaware of. It's where you actually weave bacon.
I've done that. I've done that.
It's crazy.
I've done that. It's called a bacon explosion.
A bacon explosion?
Yeah. I learned about it online, through online entertainment. See, I'm bringing it back around to the subject at hand. No, you weave.
I think mine was about the subject. But
yeah, no, I totally agree. But now I'm talking about cooking. So I got to be. You basically weave together bacon in like kind of like a sheet. So it looks almost kind of like one of those old school straw placemats.
Yeah.
And then you take a pound of ground up Italian sausage. You layer that in there, and then you add your spices or whatever. Then you add a pound of chopped up bacon that has been cooked. And then you roll it up like into a loaf, and then you cook it on a smoker for like 4 hours.
And then you instantly have heart disease.
No, I'll put it like this. Like, when I ate this bacon explosion, generally there's some kind of filter that turns your food into farts. I swallowed and farted simultaneously. Okay, it was disgusting. And I gotta be honest, as good as it sounds on paper, that little dish was disgusting.
Was it?
Yeah. And actually, online entertainment, same thing. As good as an idea as it sounds, it can get pretty fucked up. One thing you're talking about, like with YouTube channels, there are whole YouTube channels now where literally people just narrate the video game they're playing.
Yeah.
What's that guy's name? Like Squiggly Poo or something? PewDiePie!
Oh, PewDiePie, yeah.
Have you heard of him?
Yeah.
Have you ever watched any of this stuff? It's good.
I can't watch other people play video games. It's so goddamn annoying.
I can watch it, like, if I'm in the room and just hanging out with them.
Not even. If I'm not playing, I don't really want to watch other people play video games.
No. Teach their own.
But anyway, back to my point.
Oh,
after
shit.
You cut me off.
I'm sorry.
Asshole. Anyway, what I was saying about the culture change.
That's one Charlie asshole moment.
So they were watching the Epic Mealtime, and you just... I mean, first they were reacting to the food, which that's a completely different thing.
Right.
But you could tell just how, like, I think one of the guys made a comment about, why don't these people just go out and like, talk to other people? Like, because it had gotten back around to talking about, like, you know, social media.
Right,
and,
right.
And online
socialization
and
in general.
And it's just, it's interesting how... You know, they obviously did that because that's their only option. Now that we have this online... And don't get me wrong, I'm not saying this is better, but... there's a YouTuber, fairly famous, John Green. He wrote A Fault in the Stars. You know, the movie that came out.
Oh, The Fault in Our Stars, about the dude that's in love with a dying girl.
Yeah, he wrote the book about that. But anyway, he's fairly famous among YouTube, and not a lot of people. But anyway, but he was doing this talk, and he was talking about how all these old people are always complaining about how this is a horrible generation. But you have a community. It might not be a personal, as in face-to-face, but there is a community online.
There's a virtual community of some sort.
Back to where I was getting at, you can find Like if and I don't remember what show or movie I was watching, but you know, he was saying, you know, like if you want to find five other people that want to reenact, you know, the Boston Tea Party wearing stormtrooper outfits, you could find those people. I think it was House actually. Was what
that's
was
called. True.
Yeah,
it is one thing that I was thinking about with online entertainment in general is that there really is now something out there for everyone.
Oh yeah.
There really is. It's you know, back when I was first coming up, I mean, I'm one of the first generations that grew up with cable.
Yeah.
But even cable when I was a kid was 30 channels. Now, if there's somebody out there right now that's like 18 listening to this, they go, how did you get by with only 30 channels and not limitless entertainment available at your fingertips? I like the fact that places like Netflix and Hulu and Amazon are doing their own original series.
I fucking love Netflix with passion. I know I'm not alone.
And yeah.
I spend way too much goddamn time on that. Because you can go, especially like when there's actually the series on that you like.
Right.
Like you can go back, you can rewatch series that you maybe like. You know, there was a series called Chuck that I never got a chance to get into
because I missed the
first season.
The guy that is forced into becoming a spy.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
and I always wanted to watch that show, but I missed like the first couple episodes, and I can't jump into something unless
halfway
I've seen the whole
through.
Thing. Yeah, it just fucks with me. So I had two options. I could have gone and bought the DVDs and spent $30 a fucking season and watched it maybe once or twice and gotten zero value out of what I bought.
Right.
Because I have all 8 seasons of House. I have all of 10 seasons of Smallville.
It only went 8 seasons?
Yeah.
But God, I mean, it felt like forever.
But, you know, I spent $30, $40, $50 on each season, and now they're not worth anything because I don't watch them anymore because they're DVDs. Why watch a DVD?
Over and over.
Half of them don't work either because they're scratched the fuck up. It's what online, it's there. You can watch as many times as you want.
And the fact that they are available online now is actually changing the nature, I think, of regular cable and network television.
Oh, absolutely.
Shows.
The HBO has their own individual streaming available.
Oh,
now.
No, no, no.
That's separate from you.
Oh, HBO
you,
Now.
Yeah. Normally you would have to pay for cable and then add on HBO. Now you can get HBO by itself.
Well, no, the point that I'm making is that now the way shows are made has changed to match this. 20 years ago, if you wanted to do a show like Breaking Bad or something like that, where if you miss episode one, you are fucked.
Yeah.
You are fucked. You might be able to pick up a couple of things here and there. That's it. But now, because they know that people can pretty much access this whenever they want, I'm seeing an increase in these shows where you had to have watched the previous episode. Boiling down to even sitcoms, a sitcom 30 years ago, they would never dream of making a show where it's like, well, if you didn't see the last episode, you won't understand what's happening here. Mm-hmm. 30 Rock started doing that. The Office was notorious for that. These season-long story arcs,
which is like totally about humor, they'll fucking reference shit from like 3 episodes.
They'll reference shit from episode 1. In the 5th season.
Yeah.
It makes it where
By the way,
can...
I fucked Megan. Sorry. Megan is the one guy's wife that divorces him in like the first episode, and then like season 4, Taco's like drunk and he's like, oh, by the way, I fucked your ex-wife.
Oh, wow, you've really gotten
I'm on season 5.5 or something.
So
like
you've seen Rafi and Dirty Randy?
The actual episode Rafi and Dirty Randy,
where they go to Hollywood?
Yeah, that was fucking great.
That's one day maybe we'll do a subject that's all about The League.
Oh man, it's such a great show.
I will let you know. Right around, has Ruxin won the
Sacco?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what
he's won the Sacco, but he hasn't won the Shiva.
No, I don't think he has yet.
Okay, then never mind. I didn't say a thing.
Okay.
Spoiler alert, but a show like The League wouldn't be able to have, regardless of the dirty nature of the humor, regardless of
that's
that,
another issue.
The way the show's made could not have been made 30 years ago. There's not a MASH. Every episode was a unique little capsule of itself.
Yeah.
And there were big watershed moments where, you know, Colonel Potter. No, not Colonel Potter.
Clink?
No. That's Hogan's Heroes.
Oh, shit.
I can't remember the original Colonel's name, but he dies.
I remember watching MASH, and I remember enjoying it. I don't remember much about it.
I really enjoyed MASH. I didn't as a kid. I enjoy it now as an adult. But the other,
I was going to say something about, you were talking about the change and how it's made. Like, you take something like House of Cards, a Netflix original, what they do is they do all 10, release them all at once.
Right.
And so
that's what I wanted to talk about. Because even the nature of watching the show and making it a community experience, that is going away.
Yeah.
One thing I loved about Breaking Bad was me and a few people I worked with, we didn't have DVR yet when it first started coming out.
Yeah.
So we would watch them as they were aired, and it was fun to go in to work Monday morning and be like, did you see what happened? And now that's not the case. Now you can't even talk about
a
show.
Well, I mean, like Game of Thrones does that, where it's, you know,
oh, it's water cooler it's talk
once a week, and that's right now. That's like the big one as far as each week. But you know, the Netflix originals is where you get those, where people binge watch it
exactly, like, and they drop all 10 at a time. And
speaking of Breaking Bad, though, I love Netflix for that reason, because I didn't have AMC when it first came out.
You can see Breaking
Now
Bad.
It's on. Oh man, I've watched it three times. Yeah. The first time I watched it was like a year ago, and I've already watched the season three times, or the series completely through three times. It's so fucking good.
I can honestly say I think it's the best show ever made.
It might be.
I think it is.
I couldn't argue with that statement.
No. and Netflix is a big group. I love Netflix because I was able to introduce the show to friends of mine with Netflix. Even though they had access to AMC, they hear all the hype, like, is this any good? Well,
now you can find out.
Now it's like, okay, you haven't seen Breaking Bad? Okay. Clear your schedule for the next few hours. We're watching season one.
If you
can
make it through season one without getting completely hooked,
you're a better man than I am.
Yeah, I don't know.
You can shoot up heroin six times a day for 4 months and then just walk away from it, no problem. You're a better man than me, and that's Breaking Bad for me, man.
Pretty much.
That was my fucking heroin.
I mean, not to give too. I don't want to. I mean, at this point, if you haven't seen it, this is your own fault. But the scene with Gus. Oh, man. The end. Oh, that is still one of my favorite. Because I was like, holy shit, he lived. Never mind.
Here's the thing that you bring up. I'm glad you brought up. Hey, spoiler alert. Fuck, if you haven't seen it by now, it's your own goddamn fault. Online entertainment has given rise to that term spoiler alert.
Oh, absolutely.
And ability to online entertainment and online entertainment journalism and all that stuff. Why can't I say, do you never watched the television series, I don't know, fucking The Sopranos? Oh, it's great. When Tony finds out that Big Pussy's an informant, hey!
I haven't seen that, by the way.
I haven't seen it yet. Well, it's been 10 fucking years.
Spoilers don't bother me. Because it doesn't encapsulate, if you tell me A happens, it doesn't encapsulate the moment, because it's a build-up. It's not about one single moment of the story. Like, okay, this perfect example. Game of Thrones, I know you haven't seen it.
I'm not going to either.
Probably not. Okay, nope. But Sean Bean, he's notorious for being a character who gets killed. It's one of the one of the main jokes.
Yeah.
Well, I just started watching season one. Off. Yeah, he gets killed at the end of season one, but I just started watching. I was like four or five episodes deep. A friend of mine, we got talking about it, and she said that, I don't remember how it got couched, but basically that he died.
Yeah.
And I just was like, fuck you.
Yeah.
It was out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, I wasn't mad from like a serious perspective, because it did change the experience. Because even when I was watching it and I knew he was going to die, it was still awesome.
See, with me though, if I know it's coming, it does ruin it a little bit for me. But here's the thing that I have determined I have to concede. I can't expect for people in the world to not talk about anything around me.
It's so ridiculous. Yeah. Like, why do we have to cater to you? You're the one that's behind. Why is it my fault?
Oh, no,
I mean, I can understand.
I think my most favorite spoiler alert ever that I came up with, I was talking to somebody about The Passion of the Christ. And yes, I've seen the movie, and it is actually a good movie. It's a well-made.
Spoiler alert, he dies at the end.
Exactly. That's why it is. Spoiler alert, he dies. Don't know what to tell
you. It's like the Titanic, the movie. Spoiler alert, the ship sinks.
But if somebody like had told me the end of The Sixth Sense the first time, before I ever saw it for the first time, I would say they did
you a favor, because then you wouldn't watch the movie and you wouldn't be horrified.
I like The Sixth Sense. I thought The Sixth Sense was good.
Get the fuck out.
No. Fine, I'll take my microphone. No. Now, one thing that I think that you can't talk about online entertainment without talking about...
Porn?
Pornography.
So much porn! I actually put that in my notes. I put in cap letters, so much porn. Because I was fucking inundated.
Well, you were like one of the first people where, like, when you were coming of age and figuring out what your dick does, like, you had...
It was dial-up, but it was better than nothing.
You could watch a petite Asian broad... get... It took you 6 hours to download it, but you can watch a petite Asian broad get destroyed by
a very large black man.
By a guy named Manaconda. And it took 30 seconds, but it's really all you needed when you're that Bad. Young and all the nerve endings work better than they do now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was looking around... I was doing research for this episode, researching online porn.
Oh, you got to do your research.
You've got to do your research. And the lotion was to help lubricate the creative juices.
Just make sure you don't put your notes on your beat rack.
My son comes in the room. Daddy, what are they doing? Are they hugging? Yep, they're hugging a lot. Is she hungry? Yeah, she's very hungry.
So one of the episodes, not to cut you off, but one of the research, episodes son. Of the leagues... of the league that I just watched recently. So Andre gets married to this one girl.
And she's allergic.
She's allergic to his semen.
Yes.
Well, he's like, I don't know why, he was jerking off to something. It was actually turned out to be Taco and Andre's sister having sex. But anyway, he jerked off on this little like napkin or something on accident, because he just grabbed it. And she picks it up and starts wiping her eyes with it.
That's fabulous.
Anyway.
That's fabulous.
Back to porn. Yeah.
When I was a kid, when it came to porn.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
when I was a kid, like, I remember the magazine in the woods that was sticky.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's a magazine in the woods.
And you're like, oh, you shit, couldn't really I tell what was going on. Page open.
Exactly. Or your friend's dad had a mag that he kept somewhere. Yeah. I had a friend whose dad had literally.
Or a tape that you hid underneath the
bed. Oh, no, I had a friend whose dad had literally had a subscription to Playboy for at least 20 years and kept every single issue. We'd go down in his basement and just stay down there for hours. But now that's the difference now, is that back then we'd go down in the basement. Now you can just go to your room.
Or the bathroom.
Yeah. With your phone.
Yeah.
And view porn with your pants around your ankles, standing over the sink like God intended. I don't think that's what God intended. I don't think God intends. In any event...
I'm not going to speak to that.
Yeah, fair enough. Okay, fair enough.
Sounds like a good name for a podcast.
Great name for a podcast. You can find any genre of porn.
Oh,
there's
absolutely
something out there for you. Your favorite one?
Volcano fucking?
Yes, volcano fucking. Has to be a virgin. Has to be a brunette. Tattoo right on the left tit. Volcano... has to be a Caucasian volcano. No, that has nothing to do with it. God damn it.
Wow, you just ruined that whole segment by bringing that up.
Didn't I?
Because when I made that comment the first time, you had said something about how there's probably Japanese anime
there is Japanese anime. For some reason, the Japanese have a thing about tentacles fucking things. You just have to have tentacles going into a person's, a woman's vagina. When we were kids, basically, what genre of pornography were you in? Well,
missionary.
What VHS copy of something can me and my six friends share on a schedule? And now it's like, I think one of the first times I talked to you about it, you're like, I kind of like cream pies. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't have known what a cream pie was when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. When I found out that people put their dicks in each other's butts, I was blown away. I was just like, oh, that's something that people do?
Yeah, not a big thing.
And I bet you other friends of mine were like, oh, that's an option? Okay. This is a game changer.
I always thought that was the thing I put in on accident. That's not it. That's a Eddie Murphy.
Yeah.
Hilarious. Yeah.
That's not it.
That's not it.
Yeah.
I'm Mr. T. I'll rip your cock off.
Hey, boy. You look like you in them jeans. Flex my butt cheeks. Rip your dick off. Another reason why online
entertainment. That's on Netflix.
Exactly. That's the other thing that makes online entertainment excellent. Now, I don't have access to it. But
it is available.
If I want to show my kids, hey, here's something, here's a TV show that I really liked when I was a kid, maybe you'll like it too, it's probably available online somewhere. If you want to introduce them to something god-awful like G.I. Joe or He-Man, shows that I'm really embarrassed I enjoyed when I was a kid.
Power Rangers.
Oh, God, you and goddamn Power Rangers.
Do you remember that?
Yes, I remember that. I remember walking in one day, and you're sitting there watching Power Rangers, and you're just like, yeah, go, Power Rangers. And I was like 15 or 16. You were like 9 or 10. Yeah. And I was just like, oh, Sean, no. No. Have you ever heard of Animaniacs?
Oh, dude, I fucking love me some Animaniacs.
We're going to be talking about cartoons that in the next episode. Next episode is cartoons. Don't worry. We will talk about cartoons. My niece and was able to introduce my daughter to a My Little Pony movie.
Nice.
Because of online entertainment. Yeah. An old My Little Pony movie, which was awful. The new My Little Pony is good. No, the new My Little Pony is... Hold on. Don't make me talk about cartoons yet, goddammit. You son of a bitch. That is why I was able to introduce my brother-in-law and his son to Breaking Bad. It has so many positives. But there is... But the negative of it is that then you have assholes like us.
Yeah.
It's like, entertaining is easy. Yeah. How hard could it be?
Oh, dude, there's so many people doing podcasts. That's why, you know, it's a fun project. We don't expect it to get too big, but it's still something that's, you know, you have a voice, you want to put it out there. Yeah. Whether or not anybody wants to actually listen is a completely different story.
It's a completely different...
But it gives you that option.
And I will say, like, probably the best compliment I've gotten about this podcast was from a friend of mine that said, I had no idea what we were doing when we put the internet in the hands of somebody like Charlie. And guess what, fuckers? Now you know what you were doing. You shouldn't let us do this.
Now, this isn't... I mean, you can debate whether or not this is considered online entertainment. I personally believe it is.
Sorry for the soda, guys.
No, the access to information, the speed at which we can get...
Oh, yeah.
From, you know, like, you go back 100 years... It took
months,
sometimes months, to
wars would be over and battles would still be fighting.
Yeah, and nowadays we know when, you know, Kim Kardashian queefs like 15 seconds afterwards because she fucking tweets about it.
Strangely enough, she does that. It's not called a tweet when she does that. It's called a queef. Yeah, and she goes to queefer. Mm. Yeah, we got to start that. Hey, ladies, what are your queefs? Hey, here's a little bit of online entertainment. If we have a female listener who would do this, jeez, I want you to email me a picture of your bare boobs.
This is exploitative.
This is the online entertainment that I have access to. Still pictures. I can still kind of get turned on. Send me a picture of your tits. Unless you're my wife. If you're my wife, you keep those things away. Those are mine. Those are for home only. Not whenever I want. I'm not that kind of guy.
Yeah, I was about to say.
No, whenever I want. Fuck it. Whenever I want, you whip out them puppies and you just let me go.
You motorboat.
Buddy. Yeah. One little piece of trivia that I learned the other day. 300 hours of video are uploaded to YouTube every second.
Oh, yeah.
It is impossible to be able to watch all YouTube videos.
Oh.
I never thought that could be possible.
I mean, it's not even close. Like, even if you spent every second from the day you were born to the day you died, you probably wouldn't even get a percent.
You'd probably have to have, like, 1,000 different monitors and monkeys controlling them or something. And then you might be able to do it in 75 years.
Let's say you have 1,000, about 840 are all cat videos.
And then probably at least 30 of them are people like harmonizing David After Dentist. You're not familiar with David After Dentist?
Oh, okay. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. And if you don't know David After Dentist, YouTube it. It's really funny. It's also old. You should know it by now.
Have you seen the Spotify? Or do you know the Spotify is where they like put music to things?
Yeah.
I think it's similar to what you're talking about. There's the one with the Charlie Sheen interview. It is so
fucking funny
how they mesh it together with music and shit.
Oh.
I'll have to show you that later. But
one thing that Adam Carolla's been doing recently is he takes like these online rants, which, again, without the internet, these never would be getting out. Like Christian Bale's rant during the Terminator filming of the Terminator movie. This ESPN anchor woman just got in trouble for being a complete cunt to some poor lady that happened to impound her car because she parked illegally.
Yeah.
But what he does is he mixes...
I can imagine that's not a one-way trip. I'm not defending this woman, but I imagine those things aren't one-way trips.
I don't know.
I'll get into something after you're done.
I don't know. I think this lady's a cunt. But anyway...
Oh, no, absolutely.
Oh, okay.
I'm not arguing that.
Okay.
All right. It's always a two-way road. There's no one-way streets when it comes to human interaction.
Well, maybe we should change our parking laws, I guess. I don't know. But what Adam Carolla started doing is mashing up these online rants, these recorded rants, with like smooth 70s songs like Cat Stevens and shit like that. You put that in there?
That's not his name.
Oh, sorry, Yusuf Muhammad or something. I don't know. B's in Japanese to you, too. I don't know your fucking name. I don't really care about your music, Cat Mustafa.
Anyway, what I was gonna mention about the... Just for a second, a little segue, talking about how human interaction is... Like, anytime you see these rants, there's always a trigger. But I think a lot of times people, they look at them and they only see one way. It's kind of...
Sure.
Bill Burr does this great example.
It's the way the media wants you to see it.
Exactly. Yeah. But he does this great bit about the Rihanna Chris Brown instance.
Oh, no.
Now, this is a little bit more about... violence among... That's not really what I'm arguing against. But right off the bat, from the top, it was Chris Brown's a piece of shit.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't analyze the situation one bit.
Which is,
with these rants, you never get the buildup. You only get the action.
That is true. Because I've heard a side note about that with the Christian Bale thing.
Yeah. He might have been getting plowed by some dude in the back room and came out and somebody fucking, shat on his foot and all of a sudden he just blew the fuck up.
Well, one thing that they mentioned was when you're an actor, you sit around and wait for hours to actually act while the lighting guy is doing the lighting and the sound guys are making sure all the shit that they're doing, the set dressers and all this stuff. And now they're finally doing it. You've been waiting to do it. You're in like your eighth take. You're fucking annoyed already.
Yeah.
And then there's some asshole in the background futzing with the lights.
Yeah.
It's... And I think I would lose my shit too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, one thing about online entertainment I was curious about. You mentioned... that information, if travels so quickly, I don't think that that's necessarily a good thing.
No. There's definitely negatives.
Because now it's all about get it out first.
Oh, absolutely.
Don't be right. Get it out first. And
well, now they don't even worry about getting it out right or first. It's getting their own...
It's getting something
getting
out.
Getting something out, yeah.
Just get it out quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems to me that like...
It's decent.
I'm not going to go into the Baltimore riots and all that shit.
Yeah.
But what I will say is... when things like that happen, everybody can now immediately react.
Yeah.
I honestly think that because information is so easy to access now, we just need to sit back and wait a month.
Well, we overreact. We're an overreacting nation.
Like, quickly.
Yeah.
And with news reports that come out within 30 seconds of something to happen that's is readily available for millions of people to see right then and there... everybody just chill the fuck out and wait a month and wait for all the facts to come out.
Yeah.
And well, then maybe we won't have riots and yeah. Well, maybe we will.
Yeah.
They'll have a longer time to plan.
If the Knicks ever win the finals,
it's done.
New York's done. It's going to blow up. So.
Yeah. New York will erupt in a mushroom cloud of jerseys and tennis shoes when the Knicks win a championship.
Well, this is a little self-aggrandizing, maybe a little bit. But anyway, it's kind of tooting my own horn a little bit. But it's not quite on
that
the entertainment.
That doesn't sound
but
like you at all.
No, but no. It's kind of a little bit. The benefit to having this instant access is science has been revolutionized.
Oh, yeah.
The ability to there's basically – and we were talking about do you know what CERN is?
No.
It is the Large Hadron Collider.
Oh, okay. The thing that everybody was afraid was going to cause a black hole. Yeah,
which they technically can create.
But not of any size.
They're so small and they evaporate almost instantly.
We're not talking like Avengers level like disaster that only Thor can fix.
But the system that goes into... because the amount of information processed, like there are billions and billions of interactions every millisecond that have to be cataloged and recorded. So all that data has to be stored somehow. Well, you can't just store that much information in one little room because you would it'd be ridiculous. So what they've done is they've actually kind of parsed out storage. So let's say you have
you're talking about like a big mainframe computers that
let's say you have a server farm.
Oh, no,
Amazon, they've actually sent some of their information to Amazon because Amazon has these huge server farms that they can actually hold some information.
My cousin is actually he's an industrial and commercial plumber, and he is actually working on a company where that's all they do.
Yeah.
They are a data storage facility. They're not 100% sure who they store for because it's really hush-hush.
Oh, yeah.
They think it might be Twitter, they don't really know.
They probably should.
And I don't know the name of the company he's doing it for anyway.
Yeah.
But that's the other side effect of it, is now with all of this information, all this entertainment and everything else, the ability to store it is going to become more and more difficult as time goes on.
Yeah.
Because basically, as we develop new ways to store this stuff, that means that we're also developing new ways to create more data.
Yeah.
I don't think Neil deGrasse Tyson would be as famous as he is without online entertainment.
No, absolutely not.
Or social media.
Yeah, he blew up. Right, you know, because
he's the guy that got Pluto declassified as a planet.
Okay, first off, it wasn't him alone. It was an entire.
I'm saying it's him alone.
No. Okay, there. I could go into the.
I know it wasn't just him. It's not like he's scientist pope.
But I'll defend that decision to my dying bed. Because I mean, there's a reason why Pluto is no longer a planet.
I don't really care about whether or not Pluto is a planet, but that's what blows him to prominence.
It annoys the shit out of me that people argue that.
He got death threats over that shit.
Yeah.
Who is willing to? Are you really willing to kill for fucking Pluto?
I will say one thing: Pluto gives no shits about what we classify that.
I don't think it does either. I mean, like, you somehow like invest in a bunch of real estate on Pluto, and now that it's been made not a planet, it's like,
I just lost
millions. Yeah, it's the dumbest shit ever.
Yeah. But the one last thing I did want to say about science that actually pertains to my field that's very cool is the ability to see. In order to get a certain amount of angular resolution, you have to increase the size of the intake. So your telescope is X size. It takes in light photons from far away and then can, you know, put them into the system to spit out an image.
Just a note, I'm nodding, so it looks like I understand anything he's talking about.
Well, order to get the angular resolution needed to see far away, you have to have a huge telescope. Well, it's impossible to build a telescope 3,000 kilometers wide.
Is it?
Yeah. But what they can do is make a virtual where what they do is they have telescope on one side of the country, telescope on the other side of the country, maybe telescopes in between that all collect the information together and make a virtual. Yeah. So it's not
kind of like a panoramic kind of view.
Essentially, and it's not as accurate, but you can get an idea. It's, you know, it does allow for that. So it's the internet makes things possible that we wouldn't be able to do without.
Well, yeah, it makes a lot of things possible, like me getting to see Lisa Ann shaking them titties.
That's the porn section, Dan.
hey, no, I'm sorry. Wait a minute. There's other things on the internet but porn? It's just a section? Ooh, is there like messed up porn? No.
Well, there's the secret internet.
The secret internet?
No, they're actually this. From what I hear, this is actually real.
There this is the secret internet where you can see the video of Bill Cosby raping those women.
Oh, jeez.
Gonna give you a little bit of the chocolate pudding in your Jello pudding pop in the chocolate cake.
That's about as good as your Sylvester impression.
Yeah, no, it's terrible, right? Thanks for listening, everybody. I'm shocked that we just didn't talk about porn for 30 minutes. Just so you know, the show is doing relatively well, considering we're just two guys sitting in a kitchen bullshitting. We're averaging over 100 downloads a week, and this past week we nearly cracked the top 50 ranking for comedy podcasts out of over 47,000 podcasts on Podomatic. We thank all of you for listening, and the best thing you can do for the show is just simply tell a friend about it. If you like what we're doing, tell somebody. Frona and Marla, we adore you, and we thank you for being so supportive. Again, like us on Facebook at facebook.com/okfairenough. Follow us on Twitter at okfairenoughpod, and contact the show at okfairenoughpodcast@gmail.com. Listen to the show at okfairenoughpodcast.podomatic.com. You can also listen to us on Podomatic's app, and you can also listen with an app called Stitcher, which is a great app that I actually use on a daily basis for every podcast I listen to. New episode coming on Wednesday, May 13th. The subject is cartoons, and it's a lot of fun. And of course, somehow we start talking about weird Japanese porn. Thanks, everyone, and we hope that you had an excellent Mother's Day. Take care.